Okay. In fact, what actually happened today was that they were deliberating to do with the operations of the organization since its formation in 1997. Also mindful of the fact that there have been changes in our political systems and political setup, that is the adopting of a new constitution by the government of Zimbabwe. And also noting that that constitution did not carry the aspirations of Zimbabweans. And in light of that, the NCA has been operating as a civic group that was pushing for a new people-driven democratic constitution. But today, the meeting of today agreed that the NCA can no longer operate as a civic society or as an NGO, but it transformed itself into a political party, and it is now incorporating some methods and strategies of competing for political office in pursuit of its goals and for the removal of doubt. This transforms the NCA into a political party. So there's not been any elections that have been done. The current task force that is there, it has been mandated to continue being in office until 31 March of 2014. That's when the Congress of the political party called the NCA is going to be conducted on the 31st March of 2014.
What is the name of the new party?
There hasn't been any suggestion, but there was a general agreement, unanimous agreement by Congress that the name of the party still remains as the NCA until the Congress that is going to be held on the before the 31st of March of 2014, that's when the proposals of the new name, if the party is going to adopt a new name, is going to be discussed.
We're under the impression that the Congress was going to actually have new people in office, but it still remains the same. Why?
What happened is that the NCA, yes, the leadership of the NCA that is currently there, has been mandated again, has been given another mandate. Not now in another format. It's now a political party that has been transformed. So what we are having now is an interim task force that has been mandated to conduct a congress that is before the 31st of March of 2014. As I said earlier on, the elections were supposed to be held, but there was general agreement, a general consensus among its congress delegates. And mind you, the Congress is the highest decision-making body of the organization. So it saw it fit that the current task force, it has been extended, some names have been incorporated into that task force so that it acts as an interim team that is going to host the Congress of the political party.
Now you have entered a new kind of space and it's very competitive. How are you going to manage to compete with ZANU-PF, MTCT and others?
Well, the NCA has been in this game for the past 16 years. It's only that we were operating as a civic group, we were operating as a pressure group. But as I said earlier, that as of now, we have seriously debated, we have seriously interrogated our strengths and our weaknesses. And we are incorporating some new methods and new strategies to make sure that we become a force to reckon in Zimbabwe's political landscape. The NCA has been consistent, has been a principled organization since its formation. Policies, all what we believe in, has been clear. For example, we successfully blocked the Mugabe's imposition of a constitution in 2000, and you also know the referendum that was held on the 16th of March, when ZANU-PF, in connivance with MDC formation, took the people of Zimbabwe into voting for a constitution that the people had not seen. And now, reality is now dawning on the steps of on the doorsteps of many Zimbabweans that the new constitution that we have is not a democratic constitution. And as such, many Zimbabweans now believe that what the NCA was saying and what the NCA is saying now, it is the only route that can take this country forward.
Tell us about this task force. Who is who?
Well, there has been names. The current task force that is there, it's about 40 people. But we've also incorporated regional committees, that is the provincial committees, the constituent committees, and we've also added a certain committee of some comrades who were mandated by the task force prior to this Congress to come up with the documents that the discussion document for the Congress. The names of those who have been incorporated will be released at a press conference that is going to be held next week.
Now, who are the top five in the task force?
Well, as I said earlier on, that we have not changed the structure of the institution per se. The current leadership that was there, the current task force of the NCA that was being led by Professor Love Momaduku, is still in office. It's only that this NCA that is there is no longer a civic group, but it is now a political party.
Some people may not know. So there's Professor Love Momaduku, and who else?
There's Professor Love Momaduku, there is Amos Piri, there is Madok Chivasa, there is Clever Bere, and other comrades whom I cannot finish, whom I cannot name. But as I said, that we are going to release the full name of our task before the end of next week at a press conference that we are going to hold.
Are there any specific resolutions that you may tell us about?
Yes, we passed some key resolutions that from this meeting we are going to engage all members of the NCA to conduct membership consultations on the additional goals of the organization. But also our goal is the quest for a new democratic people-driven constitution. And we are going to be pushing for a social democratic state. And our movement will be pan-African in nature, and we are going to be fighting for the struggle against colonialism and imperialism. We also continue working with like-minded organizations and creating an appropriate space within our institution.
You sound like ZANU-PF, is it?
We are not ZANU-PF. The difference with us, the difference between us and ZANU-PF is that ZANU-PF has not yet fulfilled the aspirations of the liberation struggle. The NCA, what it seeks to do as Africans, we believe that as Africans, we must be pushing a pan-Africanist agenda. We must be pushing for anti-colonialism. We must be pushing for anti-imperialism, because these are some of the tenets that has been making this continent called Africa being relegated to a continent of poverty, a continent where those with the money, those superpowers, will continue dominating the international space. But this is time for us as an institution, as a political party, to clearly articulate the agenda of the African people.
Now, when you talk about the social democratic state, it seems as if that's some kind of socialist agenda, is it?
It's not socialist agenda, they say. We will be fighting for the rights of the people of Zimbabwe, equality among the people of Zimbabwe, but also we will not be limited. Our policies will make sure that they are also investor-friendly. People can also come and do business with us. But at the core of our policies is that the people of Zimbabwe must be able to enjoy the cake, the national cake must be shared among the all Zimbabweans. No Zimbabwean must be superior than the other. We continue fighting for equal access to economic opportunities, equal access to education opportunities, equal access to health opportunities, equal access to water and sanitation facilities.